We're finishing the story, one machab and the Eitz Hadas. Eitz Hadas, eating the Eitz Hadas, changed the entire nature of the human being. Human being coming together of Guf and Neshama, person, and it's a unique part of the Bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a Bria, physical world. He created a spiritual world, which we have, no experience of. Created one thing in this world to bridge it, that human being with a neshama, chelik elokam imal, and the neshama uses the guf adam as tool to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to uplift the physical world. And the human being either uplifts this physical world or brings it down. Take a look at the psukim. Take a look at the psukim at the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai. When Klal Yisrael live on the highest level, so nature is in total harmony. All the disharmony in the world is brought by Klal Yisrael, representing the human being. If they don't act properly, the world goes into disharmony. When the klala, the three parts of the klala. First, most important part. Physical world does not justify itself. Physical world is here to be used by Adam as a way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the physical world, when people treat the physical world as an end in itself, physical world for the purpose of the physical world, that becomes very dangerous. The mad pursuit of pleasure in the world today that's taken the world into total chaos, it's when the lack of any spiritual goals, any spiritual values, the physical world justifies itself. Now, that's very dangerous. And that's why it has to be controlled. And life becomes difficult. Life becomes very difficult. Then a human being cannot just focus on pleasure for the sake of pleasure. The fact that at this point of history, the overwhelming ashiris in the world, which it hasn't seen certainly a few thousand years, created a situation. People are freed from worrying about putting bread on the table. And there's a mad pursuit of pleasure. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and the three participants, the Nochosh. The Nochosh was a member of the animal kingdom, seemed to have been in the highest level in the animal kingdom that it could have been in. And what is he punished? All his basic activities will be with difficulty. An animal roams, eats, and reproduces. All of these will be difficult. Number one, the world was created to have harmonious relationships between all parts of the Bria. And so there will be tension between within the whole and animal kingdom, between human being and animals, and the Ramban writes between animals and animals. That Ramban writes that previous fact that you have animals, wild animals that kill other animals for food, that's a result of the disharmony in relationships that came as a result of the Chet. Yishoma. Previously, the relationship, she even called Isha. Ishmuko, she's the Eze Kenegdo. And she's told that childbearing and bring up children will be with difficulty. Now, Gemara in Kedushin says that because of the way the human being was created, first Adam and then Chava was taken from Adam, Adam seeks for a sense of completion a wife, and he feels incomplete without a wife. Chava used that sense of dependence to get Adam to eat from the Eitz HaDa'as. So it says, Elishech teshukosech. I'm going to balance things out. You will be dependent on your husband, and he will be able to use that. Doesn't mean he should. It's a mitzvah. Noki yebeso shona achas esimach esishtu ashalokach. It's a husband's obligation in marriage to make his wife happy. But that sense of dependence can be abused, and he'll be able to rule over you. And Ramban writes that what the Gemara says, Tavli itzel meitzav tendu meitzav amos. Women would very often put up with very impossible situations to stay married rather than to be single. It's as a result of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the whole psyche of the human being. Lo d'mama. And he said, your arua adoma v'avurecha. The relationship between you and the earth will be tense, with difficulty. And parnosa will be difficult. M'zeh ha'pecha toch alechem. Now, as a result of which, Adam realized that Chava's role had been changed from his Eze Kenegdo to being her bringing up the family. And that's why he changed her name to Chava. Previously, when the human being recognize himself as a spiritual being who's using the Guf Adam for spiritual purposes, the whole sense of clothing was superfluous. Person's unclothed, he feels his sense of his physical being can be very overwhelming, and he feels himself more as a physical being. We clothe ourselves for warmth and also to maintain ourselves as spiritual human beings, even to the degree that we cover our heads. But human being in such a situation can't be in Gan Eden. Gan Eden is everything's taken care of for you. You don't have to worry about your full physical existence. Kadosh Baruch Hu kicked him out of Gan Eden. People don't leave Gan Eden. get kicked out of Gan Eden. Vayigoresh is hold on. Okay. And we can't get back to Gan Eden. Adam and Eve had two children, Cain and Hevel. Vayimi Ketz Yomim, Vayovu Cain Mipriva Adoma Mincha Lashem. Cain was a farmer, and Hevel was a roet song. And it was, where it says, depends when the world was created. Is the world created with Nisan? The world was created in Tishrei. There was a short amount of time that each had produce to give. Rashi says, his first fruits, he brought as a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehevel hevi gam hu, choros son mechalveihem. There are two very different types of korbanos that are being brought here. The sense of korban is a recognition, the world doesn't belong to me. I'm dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a statement. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a korban. Statement. The question is: Al-Khatkhila statement or B'dievet statement? How deep is that recognition of our dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hevel Hevi Gamhu. As the Medrash says, he brought himself. He realized his whole existence depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, it was Mechoros son. It was the best of his fruits. Best of his son, the Chalvehim. Cain, it was more just a technical thing. Mipu Adoma, Rashi says, Minagorua, from whatever minimum he needed. And in general, different attitudes people have to Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some people, it's a pain in the neck to get rid of, you got to do it. Some know, this is me, this is who I am. I want to do it in the best way possible. I remember once, many, many years ago, after I wrote my book, Jewish Woman and Jewish Law. So I was asked to speak in my parents' shul in Boston, which was quite a modern Orthodox shul. And after I spoke, a woman stood up and said, Rabbi, a very fundamental difference between you and me. So I said, what is it? He says, you're committed to the Torah, I'm resigned to it. What can I do? I'm stuck. That's different than Cain and Hevel. Two attitudes. Kodesh Baruch Hu put you here where we're dependent on him. So let's take care of this and get rid of this obligation. Like when you pay off a debt. Okay, yeah. tell the person you owe the money, fine, here's the money, get lost. Or no, this is the most important thing in life. This is me. That's a korban. That's a recognition. The Ramban writes at the beginning of Vayikra, what is a korban? A chatos, an osham. Oh, look, really, I belong on the Mizbech. You're about Chesed Kodesh Baruch Hu for taking it. What's a Shlomim? A Shlomim is Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me You gave me all the blessings in the world. I want to serve you by using that Kedusha V'Tahara and bringing a carbon. That's why. Vayisha Hashem el Hevel v'el Melchoso. And Kadosh Baruch Hu accepted Hevel's carbon. Al Kaim Melchoso Lo Shah. And Rashi says, how do they know? Vayisha Yorda Eish V'lohova. When Hevel put his korban on the Mizbeach, a fire came down and consumed it. When Kayin was no fire, he had to light it himself. And he realized. So, there are two ways. That you can react to that. Okay, I did something wrong. I have to upgrade my Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or turn around, get angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayichel Kayim Od. Vayiplu Ponos. And I get very angry. Vayom HaShem El Kayim. No. Kadosh Baruch at that time was still communicating with four human beings in this world. Says, hello, Emtetus Eis. It's up to you to determine your level of Kadosh Baruch, Avodas HaKadosh Baruch. Rashi, look at Umpu. Emtotiv Avdoch, if your service of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and low totav avdoch. And if your service of Kodesh Baruch Hu is not accepted, the yom dino chatoch netir to osele purug menoch. And someday, just because I made it very clear at this point, Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, not, doesn't mean throughout your life, I'm going to tell you, you're doing right, you're doing wrong. That happens to the end of you. Rebbe Yodea, at the end of your life, you're going to be called in for everything you did in this world. That Yom Adin, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you did this, you did this, you did this, you did this, you did this. We're after the chait of Adam Rishon. There will be always a tremendous pull by Yetzirah. The Atotim Shabbat. I'm giving you Bechir Chavshish. You'll be able to control it. And you are the single determination of your level of Adam Rishon. Don't say, well, it's this, it's this. No, no. Eilecho Tishukoso. Rashi says, who Yetzirah? Atotim Shabbat. And Tirzish Tiskavro, the Gemara in Kedushin. That is Chiru Chavshis. Chavshis was easier at one time. Now it is, human being has a pull. He always has a pull. And different things pull him. There's a physical Yetzirah, psychological Yetzirah. Some people are consumed by a desire for money, for power, physical pleasure, all sorts of things. But you have the ability to control it at all times. Now, that is Chiru Chavshis. There's an incredible Rabbeinu Yonah. I think it's one of the most fundamental ideas. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Bechira Chavshish is not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. First time I looked at it, it's a mitzvah. I can do, decide what I want. The answer is no. You have to decide, I'm getting my life in my hands. You have to take control of your life. You don't take control of your life, it pushes you here, pushes you there, pushes you on every which different direction. It's a mitzvah, take control of your life. The Rambam writes, I'll go through it a little more carefully, maybe it's a Shembli Netta next week. It determines the derech, take a person. He's an addict. So what am I supposed to do? I'm an addict. I can't control myself. The answer is, enochanami, at this point, your addiction you can't control. But you can take the steps, step by step, to get control of that addiction. That's the mitzvah of Bechira Chofshis. Saying, what can I do? What can I do? It's getting control of your life and making a decision. And that is what Rabbi Yonah says, that's the mitzvah ubacharta b'chayim. Get control of your life and direct it where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to direct it. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Kayan. Yeah, it's on this world. You have a tremendous desire to achieve and conquer the world. Unbelievable. One. Okay. But that can get so control of you that your other obligations get taken care of. Okay, let's get rid of this obligation. Okay. That's because the desire for money and power, etc. You can control it. You can control it. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. You know what kind of have lochif? Okay. Meretz Hashem to understand what was the fight between Kayin and Hevel. That Meretz Hashem believe that will take care of next week.